John Gibbons, the Toronto Blue Jays manager, joining us in baseball.
Who are you rushing?
Marcus Stroman.
Oh. Okay.
What do you think about that? He seems to think he's coming back.
I definitely wouldn't rush him either.
Well, he seems to think he's coming back in September, and we were going to ask you about that. And
yeah, he's made it pretty clear to people, John, and welcome to the show. People around the team, and I mean, he said it again yesterday on Primetime Sports. He sounds like a guy who expects to be here in August or September. Realistically, is he in your plans at all?
Well, looking back, I think he made that statement to me right after the injury. And, if there's a guy that, you could, you figure might pull that off, it would probably be Stroh. But in saying that, with the injury he had, he's got to be cautious with that. And he's got to have the doctor sign off on it. But, he's moving in the right direction. He's throwing now and he's doing a lot of things and who knows? I can't let him keep striving for it, and if he can pull it off, great. But the key is that his future and can't jeopardize that.
Mm. I know we're getting a little ahead here, but would it be possible when he does come back for him to be used out of the bullpen? Or if everything is signed off, would you consider giving him some starts in September?
Well, if he somehow pulled it off, it might be one of those miracle things anyway. And in order to start, he'd have to build up some innings.
True.
I don't know if he's got enough time for that. Mm-hmm. Maybe he comes in, throws an inning or two or something like that. I know one thing, even if he comes back and, or he can't perform. At least having him around, I think, is always good for the team. But he's a special kid. Some guys, I guess, are miracles of science, and maybe he's one of them.
Gibby, let me ask you. Last night, I heard Jeff talking on a show this morning that seemed like you had one hand tied behind your back on occasion with the bullpen. Last night, we were watching the game. Estrada was on a roll with the 15 in a row. You had a little bit of a quicker hook because looked to me like, you had your bullpen sort of all your ducks in a row, so to speak, with Cecil coming in facing the lefty, and then Hawkins in the seventh and Sanchez in the eighth, Osuna in the ninth. Give me your thoughts on that. Is it nice to have, when you look on your lineup sheet, to have that sort of your ducks in a row?
Yeah, that's kind of really when we decided to bring Sanchez back and put him in the pen, that's really kind of the way we started to envision things happening. In last night's, game, Hosmer's coming up, it's still a 3-run game, and, he wears out right-handers, and he was the one guy really that was on Marco all night. He had the base hit in the middle, I've seen Hosmer too many times in the game, still close enough there. And he was, Marco was on a nice little roll, but I think it was the time, hey, bring in a lefty. And of course, he came in and got the job done. And then, one of the new additions, LaTroy Hawkins, who's, I think, is really kind of snuck in under the radar for our ball club. I think he's going to be very valuable. Everybody always talks, you definitely have to shut down games in the eighth and the ninth inning, when time's running out. But you guys have watched it all year, like us. It's so key in that middle innings, when you're trying to bridge the gap with your starter. That normally they're getting up there in pitches, they're starting to fatigue a little bit, and if you want to push them, if they do get in a jam, you got to have that one guy that can come in or two guys that can come in and stop a rally with guys on base. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of been, hit or miss with us a little bit this year. So, Cease came in and did it. And LaTroy's going to be a guy that, seasoned veteran that's done it many a time. So I think really he's kind of snuck in here under the radar, but he's going to be very valuable to us. But our bullpen now, you look at it, we still have to go out and perform, but it's very deep. And we have a lot of, a lot of options. And I feel a heck of a lot better about it.
In conversation with John Gibbons on Baseball Central, do we know yet when David Price will make his start?
Well, Jeff, I haven't confirmed anything with Alex or the rest of the coach staff, but, I think what's going to happen is it's probably going to be Monday. He didn't have a chance to throw his side, his normal side, yesterday. And, with the coming and going and all the traveling, and he should be here sometime today, and he'll do that. It just makes perfect sense. So we'll see. But, we haven't officially said anything. Like I said, I haven't talked to Alex yet, but I think we're leaning that way.
Is there any, DeAndre Navarro has caught him an awful lot when he was with Tampa, caught him an awful lot. And obviously I know Russ Martin's your number one catcher. You're not thinking of, because David's coming in here and hitting the ground running, you're not thinking at all of maybe matching DeAndre with him?
No, I haven't given that any thought. I know he's played with him. We got another, Russ pretty good down there too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And, one of the big reasons we signed Russ is his catching ability. So yeah, I don't think that'll be a problem. Both of them are very good back there, and we've kind of locked, DeAndre in a little bit with Estrada,
mm-hmm.
A nice little roll together. But I normally try to stay away from that unless it's
right.
It's definitely obvious that something's one's better with the other. So, but no, I wouldn't anticipate that for that reason.
If Devin Travis goes in the DL, which I presume. Indications are that it will be likely to happen today. Where would you guys go to replace him? And I know the trade deadline's here. That'll be the second part of my question, actually. But is there a chance we may see Dalton Pompey up here?
Well, you could. I wouldn't. In the real next few days, I wouldn't. Bet my money on that necessarily.
Okay.
But I think he's going to be a big part of this team in the near future. What we may do today, if we end up DLing Devin, we'll put, David in that spot,
mm-hmm.
and then adjust in the next couple of days, for that extra position player. So,
right.
Devin felt a little bit better yesterday, but, not great. And I think, we may need to, knock this problem out so we get him back at full strength. And, mm-hmm. cause he's a key part of our team. He's had a tremendous year instead of just letting it linger and him playing, not performing like he normally can because he's banged up. We tried that a little bit before, and that didn't work.
Gibby, I haven't asked you this since all of this stuff went down with the Troy Tulowitzki and the David Price, and I haven't gotten the chance to ask you what was your first thoughts. I know you've said some things on Tim and Sid, but you've had a day or so to sleep on it. Has it set in yet that you have a true number one, one of the best shortstops in baseball on your team?
Oh yeah. It settled in. I didn't anticipate it, put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were going to, looking to make some changes in so many guys' names were thrown around and who was available, this and that. And didn't expect the impact type guys necessarily, maybe one of them. I didn't expect, two of them, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, they're the best in the business at their respective positions. And that's huge, you look at it on paper and the names and the track records of what we already had on the team, it's a pretty impressive bunch. Really, all we've been to this point is a .500 team. That's really not good enough. But so you add a couple key guys that elite players, guys that can only make you better. And now we just got to go out and, of course, play better. But yeah, it was really kind of a shock at first. I didn't anticipate that, and it takes a few hours to really settle in. But it's you can't help but feel good about it, I guess.
Yeah. When did you find out about Price?
Well, Alex actually called me, it was the night before and said, I'm making a hard push for him. I think we got a chance. That one was another late developer because mm-hmm. I don't think they really put him on the market until the very end there. I said, go for it. Alex is that kind of guy, he thinks big. And then he called me, yesterday morning and said, it's a done deal. And I didn't believe it. I thought, really, you joking with me? Because everybody guns for the number one guy out there, mm-hmm. the top guys out there. And how many teams actually get a hold of them? So Yeah, that was big. That's definitely big. You know, we faced him many a time on the other side, and he stuck it to us pretty good earlier this year in Detroit. He did that, and so it'd be nice having him on your side. That's for sure.
What would you like to see this team add this afternoon? I know Alex has added Tulowitzki, Hawkins, and Price, but we also know that he's still working the phones. What would you like to see this team add? What are your needs right now? Do you still need bullpen help? Do you need another starter? Or maybe with Travis out for a while, John, do you need that guy, that sort of more prototypical leadoff guy?
Well, you know what, you know, Jeff, you know, I really like the team, and you know, I don't know. Honestly, we could ask for much more than what he's already done.
Mm-hmm.
But with Devin going down, you know, let's say, you know, Gogo's out there, you know, he's playing second base for us, and there's a key moment in that game when you want to pinch hit. And we've had some pretty good guys on the bench sitting on the bench here, so you know you. You know, that guy that can go in and fill in for him, or, you know, maybe that could play second base a little bit also.
Mm-hmm.
That's really kind of what jumps out at us. You know, I don't know if that's possible. I don't anticipate that happening. But, you know, when Devin went down the other day, you know, Devin's been huge for us. And especially as a rookie, and what he's done at the bottom of the lineup. And he's been very productive, and he really gives you good at bat as anybody does, and we felt it too when he was out early in the year for about a month or 6 weeks, whatever it was. So that's a little blow, but we'll overcome that. It gives Goins a chance too to do his thing, and he filled in admirably. So we expect him to hold slack, but that's kind of the one area that really jumps out at you.
Tulowitzki would be the leadoff guy going forward, though, absent a move. Like, you would stick with that strategy of getting your best hitters as many at-bats as possible?
Yeah, Jeff, I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, the thinking was, you know, we'd have Devin do that and then, build from behind him. But, you know, going down, you know, we can't do that. And other than that, there's really nobody in the lineup that kind of fits that mold for our team right now, and I do like the fact that, you know, you run your best hitters up there, and you don't have one sitting there on the on-deck circle when a final out's made and down by a run or something. You want your best guys up there as many times as possible. I think that works the best for everybody.
Gibby, I got a couple questions real quick. What's the status of Russell Martin's thumb catching-wise? We know I saw him hit a home run, so looks okay on the hitting side. And Edwin, how's Edwin's finger feeling?
Well, you know, Russ is beat up. You know, it's that time of year for a catcher. You know, your hands are sore. You know, he took a pretty good one the other night, you know, catching Dickey, and his legs are beat up. It's typical for a catcher. But I will say, I think he's been beat up more this year than most catchers I've seen in my career. So he's tough. Of course, he responded with a big home run for us last night. As far as Eddie, we'll see how he feels today. You know, hopefully get him out there and take some BP. Felt a little bit better yesterday. He was ready to come off the bench. And hopefully that's not too much longer. I wouldn't expect it to be, but, you know, I can't say that right now. But so health-wise, I think we're in pretty good shape.